I know politicians never like commenting on polls, but there's a new one out today showing the Conservatives 3 points ahead of Labour, with Labour on 29%, which is where they were at the last election. Now, the Germans have a word, I don't know if you speak German, called Mitleid, which is effectively sympathy. I was wondering, given your period as leader of the opposition, whether you have any Mitleid with Ed Miliband.
Well, actually, I might remind everybody that when I was leader of the opposition, we were ahead of Labour by 3 points. So the situations are slightly different. But all I would say is that, you know, it's still not good enough. The Conservatives, we need to get our case across that only through the long-term economic plan, etc., and good management, welfare reform, education reform, are we going to be able to turn this country around. And honestly, I mean, I face Labour in the House elsewhere over welfare, and all they've done is oppose every single change. They've got nothing positive to say. They've got no proposals. It's not surprising to me, therefore, that simply following a kind of dog whistle politics, which they're doing, which is to try and get their core vote out, doesn't actually satisfy people. People need to aspire to stuff and have hope, and there's no hope coming out of it.
But just on a personal level, do you feel for him? Because you were the subject of some fairly vicious attacks from not only your own colleagues, but the media, which is what he's going through now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, politics is a brutal business, and the answer is when you take these decisions to become leader, you have to take the rough with the smooth. It's not easy. All I would say is that, you know, leaders have to make sure they lead and get the right policies in place and actually advocate those. But of course, you know, it's a brutal business and we all don't want it to get personal, and I never deal with personalities. I always say you need to deal with the issues. And I think the issue is not about him. It's about Labour simply not being fit to govern. After all, you know, Ed Balls as the shadow chancellor, you know, the man that was one of the architects of the crash, what would you want him to be running the economy? Do you want the man?
Let's not get personal.
Well, you know, it's talking about, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's not about him. It's about the team he's got as much as anything else, not fit to run it. So with no policies and no hope, I hope that the public recognises that, but they need to see that themselves.